Dave, could you Donald Duck again for the people at home? That's horrifying.
Sound like a duck from hell.
That's a duck. Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I'm Ed.
I'm Dave, and happy National Compliment Your Mirror Day.
Compliment my mirror day? Why should I, I don't compliment myself. Why should I compliment my mirror? Hey, thanks for showing me a stark reflection of how old I'm looking, buddy. Ah, cool, that double chin is really working out for me.
The most depressing holiday there is. Good.
Yeah.
What about the mirrors that like zoom in on your skin? It's like, thanks, mirror, for showing me all those hairs I didn't know I had on my face.
I love funhouse mirrors.
Yeah. They make Dave look so much bigger, but it's weird that he takes his pants off in a funhouse. That's why he's not allowed at Adventureland anymore.
Very true.
I always knew I'd have a friend that was banned from Adventureland.
If you don't, you're not living your best life.
Yes. That's true. That's true. do you want to say hi there, lady?
I was going to, but then we got stuck on Adventureland. I'm Val. Hi.
All right.
Giggity, Val.
Yeah. It was a nice roller coaster because you had me and then you had Dave, and that's the downward swing. And then, you know, another hill for Val.
Yay.
It's a modest hill, but it's a hill.
I am humble. I'm a humble hill.
Okay. That's weird.
That's what they call me.
Sounds humble hill. Ooh, that's a terrible name.
Valerie the Humble Hill Beatty.
You should definitely change that. Definitely.
Yo.
So, Dave, how are you doing? Nothing. Just, you know. I don't know. You haven't been here in a while, and I feel like I'm obligated to ask you how you're doing. Even though I want to make it perfectly clear,
all right, well,
I do not care.
I will let you know that I'm doing very well. And 2 weekends ago, no, I'm not engaged.
Are you engaged?
And miniature versions of myself to come out of any sort of vagina anytime soon. So that's good.
Nobody asked that. Thanks for extrapolating, weirdo.
But I did go get crabs, so that was fun.
I knew this was going to come down to food.
Always.
Oh, we don't know that that's true. He went to Hofstra.
No, they don't get crabs over there. They get the Hofstra Red.
Yeah, it's just the skin. It's a different strand. When I went to Hofstra, whenever I went to class, I just wrapped my lower torso down to my knees in saran wrap. So that way when I sat down in the chairs, I was clean.
Like some kind of dumpster mermaid.
Yep, exactly.
That explains a lot about like a dumpster mermaid. That was good. That explains a lot about how gross your farts are, though. If you've been locking them in with that saran wrap. That's like opening up a tube in Egypt.
It's true.
That's what that is.
But yeah, I'm good. Me and my lovely lady, we went down to Baltimore, went to a crab fest. Unlimited crabs, unlimited beer, our kind of event.
How many older people did you see wearing t-shirts that said, I got crabs from Baltimore and I liked it?
I did not see a single shirt that said that, but there was a man wearing...
Really?
There was a man wearing.
Means Dave didn't look in the mirror.
This guy was wearing this like orange, yellow, and pink suit. And all those colors were in triangle form, all kind of fitted together. all the way down his suit. It was a sight to be seen.
Did you go to Crab Fest or did you go to Pride? Because I feel like that's a Pride.
You would think.
Either that or you just went to Gotham and you ran into Crazy Quilt.
It's possible.
Ooh, it's good possible. Reference.
Thank you.
Turned out he was the organizer of the whole thing.
The Crab Master, if you will.
Yes.
Like that episode of South Park.
The lesser known disciple of Zool.
So,
I'm just kidding. Gozer's the god. Zool's the lady with the bubble wrap. But go on.
Ed, I got a question. I listened to last week's podcast, and I
sure hope so. You edit
them. I was super, super disappointed in you for eating kale or broccoli or some sort of weird.
I'm now calling it broccoli.
Some
kale.
Hybrid child of broccoli and kale. Like, that's the worst porn ever.
Yeah.
Broccoli and kale doing it, that's the worst. Why would you eat the spawn of that?
I didn't know what it was to begin with. And, you know, okay. Commitment to a bit, Dave.
Okay.
Commitment to a bit. As I've said before, and I will say again, no matter how dumb the bit is,
okay,
I will stick by it.
I want you to redeem yourself. Since getting back from Montreal, please tell me you were on a strict fried chicken, donuts, and, I don't know, noodle diet.
I did just have fried chicken.
Very good.
Just like 10 minutes ago. But I may have also had like beef and broccoli for dinner on Friday and a salad for dinner on Saturday.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I don't know who I am anymore.
It's okay. You were surrounded by so much French that it turned you this way.
My body's all like vitamins.
I feel
it's like being in an evangelical church. It's just vitamins, vitamins, vitamins,
oh,
vitamins. That's all it is.
I feel like by the next time that I'm on a podcast, which should be in like 3 weeks or so, Ed's going to be juicing or something, you know, like extracting the carrot juice and drinking it.
Oh, okay.
We won't even have
to first of all, I want to make sure we're talking about that kind of, because I'm not going to start taking steroids.
Oh,
Dave.
No, I don't expect you to be
needling
your ass.
Only because, I'm afraid of needles, so that wouldn't work out at all.
I'm with
all.
You, buddy.
That's why I would never do heroin, tattoos, steroids, or, and this is not very well known, hang out at a Chuck E. Cheese. That mouse is dark. Gets real weird.
I'd also avoid Staten Island.
I always do.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or Suffolk County in general.
It's getting real regional.
It is. Sorry for those folks out in Switzerland. You'll understand it when you come to America.
Oh, like any... Well, no, they'll still be allowed in.
Yeah.
You're neutral.
And pale.
mainly the latter.
Yeah. Speaking of Staten Island, Dave, I was on the Instagram the other day. No. My Instagram is like 90% puppies. 10% Val posting pictures of her niece or her boyfriend, which I'll either like or unlike depending on how angry I am and how better his beard is than mine. And then, like, your girlfriend will show up, and she was on Staten Island?
Yeah, we were on Staten Island. So about 4 weeks ago, we were pretty drunk, all right? We were at a bar.
As you do.
It's a really good way to start out a story about going to Staten Island.
And a friend that I affectionately call Weirdo Mark, his wife is from Staten Island originally.
Okay.
I call him Weirdo Mark. So, I mean, it kind of fits, kind of makes sense.
Check. That adds up.
Yeah. So he texts me, and we haven't really hung out in a while. And he texts me, he goes, "Yo, Dave, this place on Staten Island is having a pig roast. You want to come?" And at that point, like, me and Lisa, we have our schedule of she comes here on one weekend and I go there. And we were drunk, so we didn't do the math of where we would be, whether we'd be at her house or at my house. And So we said yes to a pig roast on Staten Island. It was unlimited wine, unlimited pig. And I was like, okay. I was like, that doesn't sound terrible. Yeah, it's on Staten Island, but how much worse is Staten Island than Jersey? It's not that crazy. It's not that. The difference is not crazy. So we said yes.
New Jersey has Roy Rogers. Staten Island has a playground built on top of what used to be a dump.
True.
You do the math.
And a creepy asylum that they did an entire documentary on. Thank you, something. Oh, what's his name? Cut that out.
So anyway, we went there.
Also where they shoot parts of Gotham. That same asylum.
Hmm. Yeah, that's Willowbrook.
Yeah.
Cropsey is from there. Creepy. I do get my inspections there for free, though. So.
From the mental hospital that
or
broke
from
down?
Staten Island.
Cool.
Hey, they have the licensing.
Either way, I'm a little horrified and now scared you're going to kill me in my sleep. So go on, Dave. Oh, Jesus. Christmas.
But yeah, so we drove to Staten Island, a drive that should have taken, maybe 45 minutes. Took us about an hour and 50 minutes.
Hour and 15 way. Or an hour and 50?
50.
Ugh.
50. 50.
Ugh.
The pig was delicious, and they had plenty of it, and they gave me all the skin that I could possibly desire, which obviously if you've
sounds
ever had
sexual.
A pig roast, the skin is the best part.
Weird that you're porking that, buddy.
So yeah.
Didn't realize we were podcasting with Buffalo Bill.
So, and my name's not Bill, it's Dave.
That's his brother. He still tucks, though.
Yes.
Did you fuck me?
So anyway, yeah. So the wine was really cheap wine and really gave me and Lisa a terrible headache about 4 hours after the fact. But the pig was delicious. We say it was not worth it because it was on Staten Island, but we had to because we said we'd go. And I apologize to her tremendously. What?
Did you drive there or did Lisa drive?
I drove there. Lisa drove home.
Wow, that is compromise. Compromise in my relationship is Evan drives everywhere and I just get to drunk and entertain him with my witty sayings.
So not much of a compromise at all is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah. Everything's a compromise. Not. Everything's a compromise.
We do split the check, though. So you know what? I compromise.
True.
That's good. That's nice of you. Hey, speaking of things, people that you've dated, buddy.
Me?
No, Dave. I'm going to talk about Dave's long, illustrious relationship career.
Dave's had other girlfriends. I've known at least two other ones. Thank you.
We don't acknowledge any of that.
And Jillian Connors was a smoke show when I was in kindergarten, all right?
That's true. That's true.
Total smoke show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to ignore Dave's illustrious dating history. Because I want to focus on you, Ms. Beattie, for a moment. Because let's be honest here. No matter who Dave has dated... And Dave, you may correct me if I'm wrong, but exactly 0% of them were juggalos, right?
Yeah, 100%, 0% were juggalos.
See, 100%, 0% were juggalos? Just shut up, Dave. Your math is bad. So, for those who don't know, and I'm sorry that you don't, but we're going to let you know now. Val dates juggalos. Not the current boyfriend. One makes it all. It's like Batman says in Batman v Superman. If there's a 1% chance it's a juggalo, they're all juggalos.
I agree with that math.
And yeah, that's right. I just invoked Batman v Superman to make fun of your dating history. That took a lot out of me.
He turned into a juggalo after we started dating. I just want
to know. That's not better. That's 1,000,000 times worse. You ruined somebody so much they went to juggaloism? Is that it? Or is it like juggalism?
Juggalology?
Juggalology. I think we're going to go with Juggalology. So there was an article that I saw today that will be of interest to you based on, you know, the amount of juggalos you hang out with. So you know how there's a lot of facial recognition that's happening all over the place? And, you know, there's involuntary surveillance of where just people just, you get pictures all over the place, ghosts, databases. You know what stops that?
Juggaloism?
Juggalo makeup. Juggalos cannot be identified by the AI that does facial recognition.
I knew they were good for something.
It's so... kidding. Like, they're so many years ahead of us. I didn't even know. I've been making fun of juggalos. And they're from the future, obviously. So, y'all can look forward to painting your face like a clown in the coming years.
My neighborhood completely went black out today. Like, we did not have any power anywhere.
Was it a juggalo purge?
Out of nowhere, fireworks start going off. And, like, you don't see the fireworks. You just hear the big boom. So it's like, holy shit, it's the purge. It's the purge. Like...
Wait, another thing, you don't see any visual indication, but you only hear the sound. Dave's farting.
True. It's very true. They catch a lot of people by surprise.
And if you don't hear the sound, if you don't hear the sound, it's already too late. You're dead already. Sorry. I hate to tell you. So yeah, I saw that and I wanted to let you know that maybe you can start doing some classes in how to do juggalo makeup. You know, what with knowing so many juggalos.
I actually did his juggalo makeup once.
Oh my god.
For Halloween.
For Halloween in April?
It was really Halloween, thank you. I was a pirate.
Were you a regular pirate or a juggalo pirate?
No, I was a regular pirate.
You should have been a juggle pirate. What you should have done was been a pirate who was juggling. You could be like, I'm the juggalo pirate princess. Hey-o! And nobody would have gotten it. It would have been amazing. I'd have paid $1 million. No, I wouldn't.
What's funny is that I reprised my role as the makeup doer this past Halloween because my boyfriend and I love this band called Ghost, and he wanted to be the guy, the lead singer, and I did his makeup like that, and I was like having a flashback because it was in a bathroom of doing my ex's juggalo makeup, and I was just like, is this my role in life? To just do terrible makeup on men?
So this Ghost band, is this the band from Sweden?
Yeah.
It's just slightly better than juggalo makeup.
It's way better than juggalo makeup.
It's skull based instead of clown based.
Yeah, and it's way better. Yeah, and also their music is way better.
But nobody's here to talk about the music. We're here to talk about
The
makeup, okay? Nobody cares about your tunes there, pal. I care about what this looks like. For those of you who can't see me right now, I'm indicating it faces.
Are you looking at, like, what picture? I don't know what your picture you're looking at, because he changes his makeup all the time.
I'm currently looking at the first image from Wikipedia, which, by the way, is going to paint my nightmares. It's
the Pope, the evil Pope?
I don't know. No, he looks more like he's doing evil Les Miserables.
Evil.
like he's got his hand up like this. It looks like he's about to sing 24601. It's very weird. Or Who Am I? Maybe he's doing Javert's Suicide. I don't know. But it's creepy.
He's looking at like a performance picture. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't just...
They're from
It was Ghost performing in Newcastle in 2015.
Yep. I'm looking at the same exact picture. They're awesome. They're very catchy. They're like a heavy metal Blue Oyster Cult. It's kind of funny.
There's things I didn't think would go to. Where did Dave go?
We lost him.
I look away for a minute and then Dave's gone.
Ghost got him.
Yeah. He just did his face in juggalo makeup, so now the camera can't pick him up. That's it.
He just comes back with the permanent marker.
Yeah. So, Dave. Dave, you haven't been here in a while. So I'm kind of hoping, Dave, that you got a little something for me. Give me a little hit of that good stuff.
A little hit. So I've got a wonderful edition of Dave's News Corner. The downside Beautiful. To this particular Dave's News Corner is that it's really not news. So
that defeats the point, Dave. But go ahead. You've got my interest. Let's see where you go with it.
It's my corner, so I can talk about whatever I want, right?
Is it fake news?
No, it's not somebody quoting Clickhole, darling.
So I've once in the past, maybe it was in season one, maybe it was earlier in this season, I once in the past said that I had a growing fan club. And, well, I was obviously lambasted for said you know.
But we try not to lie to the people, Dave. That's, correct, you know.
Exactly. And what I've realized,
we like to educate and inform and not lie to them,
correct,
and mock you.
What I realize, I don't have a fan club. And I realize this. I don't. I don't have a fan club. What I do have, though,
right now,
is a pity club. There's a group of people out there that,
and it's more than any girl that's already slept with you.
Yeah,
and so yeah. It's there. And like, oh, buddy,
that poor dude Dave. He's not even on the podcast, but yet he's the main topic of conversation in most of the episodes. It's they feel bad for me because I can't defend myself, or I choose not to. One or the other. The latest addition to this fan club, I believe, Ed, you know him. Do you not?
I
believe you know him. I'm not gonna lie.
Is it my boss?
It certainly is. Your boss.
Oh, come on.
Sending a message.
What?
The more I listen to this podcast, the worse I feel for Dave.
Feel bad for us that we have to deal with Dave, Sandy. Come on.
Feel bad for me because every time I talk, it's like someone like killed a baby. The way that you guys look are like, oh no, what did she just say?
Only when you tried to deny it.
So I'd like to shout out Sandy and all my other pity followers. I appreciate your sympathy, and I accept it graciously. And you can defend me, please, because I do not have the smarts or the will to defend myself.
Yeah, vocabulary, apparently.
Defend myself.
Dave, I am always on your side. You always have me because I get made fun of just as much as you do. Well, actually, a little bit less because I'm a girl. But
Hey, whoa. Wait a second. We do not make fun of you less because you're a girl. We make fun of Dave more because he's an easier target.
True.
All right? There are rules to our bullying.
I'm like way more sensitive than Dave. So if like you guys,
that is also true. I definitely don't want to get the text afterward of just like, why does everybody hate me? To be fair, that's the voice I use for all of Val's texts to me. It's like, I just want to have pizza. Can you send a corgi picture? I'm having a good day and want to make it better. That's all I hear.
That's fair.
No matter what she says.
I never say I want pizza, though. I always say I want wine. There's a difference.
Yeah, but I was thinking about pizza. See, because now my body's at war between the part that really wants nutrients and the part that wants me to go back to what I was. And it's just like, it's like Jekyll and Hyde. I'm going to start acting like David Hasselhoff on Broadway. It's going to be nuts.
You're going to start eating salad pizzas. It's going to be terrible.
No.
Okay. Here's the thing. If I ever start eating salad pizza, you both have permission to just kill me and bury me in a desert somewhere. It's fine.
Okay.
Just because you know what it is. It's not me then. It's not me.
Someone has clearly taken over your body.
Exactly. You'd be saving me from myself.
This like terrible form of a vegan demon is like, Ed Thomas, I will take you over.
Vegan demon.
Okay. Vegan demon! Actually, speaking of salad pizza, we went to California Pizza Kitchen.
Nice.
Friday.
Uh-huh.
It was like my first time there in a really long time since you and I used to go out to dinner there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at the mall. They didn't give me the traditional pizza, which I always get. They were like, no, we don't have that anymore. I was like, you have the ingredients. You can make it. And they're like, no, we really can't do that. So I ended up having to get a shitty margarita pizza, which is burnt to shit, and it was terrible.
Wait.
Evan got a California club and it had avocado on it on a pizza.
That's an avocado cant or something. I don't know. I lost that one halfway through, but I tried avocado to stick the landing. I failed. It's fine. Commitment to the bit, though. You gotta respect the commitment to the
just
bit.
Just stick your hands up and smile. That's all you gotta do. Stick the landing.
Hey!
That was disgusting. It was a disgusting yogurt vegetable type thing that I just don't, I cannot get into.
What I don't understand about avocados is how do people serve them when the minute you remember that avocados exist, they all become bad.
Yeah.
Like, you think of an avocado, it's rotten. It's now brown and shriveled. It looks like Dave's balls. Except twice as appetizing, because...
Yeah.
Dave's balls.
Yeah, it's gross.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody. There's nobody on Earth.
Not even your little pity club wants those little raisins in an awkward sock. All right, pal.
Oh, man.
I've missed mocking you, Dave. Could you stop working so much? I need to do this more frequently. It's good for my soul.
Like chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, mocking Dave is chicken noodle soup for my asshole soul. Delicious.
Ew. So anyway, in bird news.
Smoothest transition ever on this podcast.
I'm more intrigued about this story than any other story told by you.
Thank you. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Take it as you wish.
Okay. So, what did you just say?
Move on.
Don't worry about it. Go on. Go on.
I just said I never make fun of you, and I'm always on your side, and you're totally just taking
me
apart.
Yes, you did say that, but I listened to the podcast.
What do I do?
That's true. We do have a lot of recorded evidence of you not taking his side.
Not
like
my side.
Like hours and hours of it. It's not true. Hard. It's not hard to find. But anyway, talk about birds.
I want to hear bird news.
Bird news.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Congratulations, you now have a segment on the show, Bird News, that will open up with Dave just going,
tweet, 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 tweet.
Beautiful. I love it.
So my coworker is like super into birds, and like she never realized it. She just thought it was like kind of like a funny thing, and then like she just started to realize that she's like talking. She's like, oh my god, I really do like birds. She has a bird that dances and also sings, and it's amazing.
So she has a bird more talented than me.
Oh, Dave, all birds are more talented than you.
That's true.
Except for Chris. Chris is the bird that starts chirping at 4:15 in the morning outside my window, and I hope that bird gets butt polyps or something.
Why is the bird named Chris?
It's named after a former coworker who is annoying in the morning and also all other times of day.
So anywho, she knew that I listened to metal music and all this. So she was like, oh, you've heard of Hatebeak, right?
Hatebeak?
No. Wait.
I don't think.
Wait. You need to slow this story down because I'm excited now. Hatebeak, like Hatebeak.
Yeah.
Hatebeak.
Hatebeak.
Holy crap. Go on.
Is that the bird version of Trump?
Yeah. It's just an orange bird that just shits on everything.
The most metal bird alive besides a plane. So
oh,
metal bird.
That joke hurt my soul. I hate how much I liked it. That's the problem.
Thank you. Okay, so Hatebeak is a death metal band. Like doom metal, like all those like really heavy like bass riffs and like screaming and like all that stuff. They're also considered grindcore, which sounds really fun, but it's actually terrifying.
Sounds like a weird, angry orgy.
Yes.
But with
yes,
a lot of apples. Like, it's just, it's like that one scene from Call Me By Your Name, but with an apple instead of a peach.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no is right.
So the fun part about this band is that the lead singer, his name is Waldo, and he is an African gray parrot who is the same age as I am. He was born in 1991.
First of all, feeling very old. How dare you? Second of all, this is my new favorite band.
So, thinking that we were doing the podcast 2 weeks ago, I actually listened to their entire discography on my way home from work. Because that's how short the songs are, and I get stuck in a lot of traffic.
Would like to point out, she didn't watch Avengers Infinity War, but did listen to the entire discography of this thing. Can't say that word.
What did she listen to, Dave?
What did you listen to?
All right. To be fair, this doesn't make up for not watching Avengers, but it comes pretty close.
Yeah.
So please continue. You have an entire notebook? Oh goodness me, this is going to get intense.
I did a lot of research on this. I was really proud of it. And then they were like, "We're not podcasting tonight." And I was like, "Well
I was in Montreal. I had no Wi-Fi."
The French have Wi-Fi.
not where I was. Apparently, their Wi-Fi sock ray blows.
Oh my God.
I'm French, so I can say this.
I'm very white, so I could be Canadian.
I'm Dave.
That's true. It's got lemonade in my eye.
Gross.
Okay, so the band was formed by this guy named Blake Harrison and Mark Sloan. It's literally just two guys and a bird.
Wasn't that a TV show? Two guys, a bird, and a pizza place?
Something like that.
That was a show on from ABC in the 90s, right?
Absolutely.
That's where Ryan Reynolds got his start.
Okay, so they're the only band to have an avian vocalist, which didn't know that that's an achievement, but okay.
How much research did they do about that?
I've actually read several articles on the matter. Thank you. They are signed to a record label called Reptilian Records.
Naturally.
Well, you know, birds, dinosaurs, it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Their associated acts are Pig Destroyer and a thing called Potion Castle.
Okay, hold on. Let's take one step back. Pig Destroyer. Does it have a pig lead singer?
No.
Hate them. That's just Dave on Staten Island. That's all that is. Just a recording of Dave eating roasted pig on a giant island made of garbage.
That would have been the best segue.
It would have been, but that's why they keep me around. And by they, I mean me. I keep me around for that. And now the other one was what? Poison?
Potion Castle.
Potion Castle. Okay. Is the lead singer of that like a bouncy castle? Or in a fun twist, it's not a bouncy castle, but it's one of those inflatable arm guys in front of a car dealership that
did
does
this? I'm sorry for this tangent, but did you hear about the inflatable like bouncy castles in Canada?
No.
They were made illegal.
I've been saying such nice things about Canada.
Yeah.
Because I really had a good time there. And now the bouncy castle. Why are bouncy castles illegal in Canada?
Apparently, like a 7-year-old got catapulted out of one and died. I like kind of like chuckle when I say that, but like it's kind of funny in an awful way.
That's way too dark. Wow.
Yeah. Like.
Whew. All right.
So the entire country.
Well,
so
feel shitty about making a joke about that.
One child died. They banned the entire like thing. It made me think about certain things that caused children to die here, and we didn't do anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, cool, one child dies of a bouncy castle to get rid of bouncy castles. Like, everybody dies of just people being shot somewhere. Yeah.
Bringing it back to Adventureland.
Mm-hmm. Bird
news. This is some professional podcasting here. So please, continue with your education on bird, on Hatebeak.
Okay, so I'm about to make your life better, though, because they are also associated with another act.
I don't see how you could possibly make my life better than it is in this moment. Well, actually, that's not true. I could definitely see how you do that based on how sad I am from the bouncy castle thing.
Okay. They are associated with a band called K-9us, which their lead singer, well, there's two of them. They are dogs.
What kind of dogs?
What kind of dogs?
I didn't find that.
All the research you're going to do, you have a notebook full of information, and you didn't find out what kind of dog?
The one question that you can expect anytime you're like, oh, we have singing dogs, the question is going to be, what kind?
That is the only
because nobody wants to hear like two singing chihuahuas.
No,
because that's just two sandwiches barking at you.
I've listened to them. They're definitely bigger dogs.
Unless if they're really husky chihuahuas, just really like oversized water balloons. Just you're holding like up, just wiggle. I'd be so happy if it was a beagle. What's the name of the band? Now I'm gonna look it up.
K-9us. It's C-A-N-I-N-U-S.
Thank you. That was I wasn't even gonna figure out how to start spelling that. Alright, we've got two female pit bull terriers. Okay. That makes sense.
And that was really easy for him to look up.
Oh, one of their songs was called No Dogs, No Masters. Okay. That's weird.
All
right. Never good enough for you, Dave, is it?
Just know what kind of dogs.
There is a joint album between K-9us and Hatebeak.
That was my next bit of news. Facts. Toids. Factoids.
I'm sorry, I'm reading the past members of K-9us. They're a New York City band.
Can we go see them?
Nearly Coherent. Yes. To K-9us concert.
Yeah.
The only thing about Hatebeak is that they do not tour for the bird's health.
Well, that makes sense.
And where are they from?
Yeah.
I have that here. Hold on. I don't have
that. All right. What other questions can I ask?
I have so many other things. They have been described as a jackhammer beating the ground in a compactor.
Wow, that sounds...
Dave, they're from Baltimore, Maryland.
Are they really?
They are.
That's fun.
You could have met them and not even known.
It's true. Yeah, here's my question. And this is not one that I'm expecting you to know, Val, so don't get crazy.
I have facts.
The years active listed for Hatebeak in Wikipedia are 2003 to 2009 and 2015 to present. Which one of the members was the one that, like, left for those 6 years?
None of them left. They just reprised it.
That's not good. Here's what you're going to... Listen, Hatebeak, if you're listening right now, statistically speaking, you're not. But in case if you are, here's what you do. You say from 2009 to 2015, you were having a contract dispute with the Parrot. The Parrot wanted higher royalties because it's the lead singer. So obviously, you know, it's the most important member of the band. And then you turn into a that thing you do sort of thing. And you come back with another hit song that is produced by Tom Hanks. Wow. Easy peasy.
Great movie, by the way.
Run away with it, guys. I would go broke watching That Thing You Do.
Oh my god, yes. Beak.
I would quit my job. I'd watch it 12 times a day. Movie. It'd be amazing.
Would it be called That Thing You Beak?
No, I think it would be more like That Chirp You Do.
Ooh, I like it.
That Thing You Tweet.
That thing you tweet might cause some licensing issues with Twitter.
Birds tweet. Dave did it before.
No, but I said tweet tweet. It's very different.
Right. He had multiple tweets. When it's just one tweet, then it's a Twitter thing. If it's two tweets, then it's a bird thing. There was a whole lawsuit about it. I don't know how you missed that.
Featured on Dave's News.
It was not. But, yes, it is now.
All right. So, do you want to hear their albums? Because they're kind of fun.
I don't know why you're even asking the question.
Okay. So, first album was called The Number of the Beak. The second album was called The Thing That Should Not Beak. Which also, beaking is not... Is that a verb? No. Do birds beak?
I don't think so. I mean, could see where, like, tapping things with one's beak could be referred to as beaking, but I've never heard it used as a verb.
I always thought that was pecking.
That's what I thought, too. But, you know, hey, what do I know?
It's true. I know
we're
less.
Not the ones with a lead singer as a bird, so they know way more than we do. Bird Seeds of Vengeance.
Nice.
And then their latest album is called Beak of Putrefaction.
I beg you, please try saying that one more time.
Putrefaction.
Okay. Putrefaction. Let me make her feel better. Discography. I can't say it. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Okay. So.
Wait, they don't have a single album called Bird Shit?
Yeah. As I was listening to it, I started to think to myself, what does this remind me of in normal everyday music that I have listened to? When you first listen to it, you kind of feel like you're in a jungle in a Rob Zombie-like music video. Because it's that ridiculous. Like, imagine, like, the horrible static, like, imagery and, like, the guitar is like, don't, don't. And then, like, all of a sudden you just hear, like, a, like, in the background. It's, like, insane.
I want you mimicking Hate Beak as my ringtone. Bah, bah, bah. By the way, the album that you couldn't say is Beak of Putrefaction.
Putrefaction. I wrote it down.
It's a stage of, the fifth stage of death.
Sounds uplifting.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's the decomposition of organic matter.
Nope. So, do you guys remember the show Headbangers Ball on MTV? Really?
Yes.
Have you ever watched on TV? Like,
I stopped watching when pop-up video stopped.
No. That was on VH1.
Oh, well then I stopped watching.
And that's why Dave never watched MTV. Duh.
So the host of Headbangers Ball was Jamie Josta. He was from Hatebreed. So that's where they got their name from, which Hatebreed is actually a really terrifying band as well. So they got their name from that, which I thought was kind of fun because it's like, it's a hateful bird. That's so mean, but delightful at the same time. Yes. Waldo this was a bit true. Of a diva. I don't know if you
This is why they broke up from 2009 to 2015. I just told you this story.
And he needs to be like talked to with a soothing voice or else he will fly around and be simply uncontrollable. And apparently he does not like his own music. So,
Wow. Waldo and I have a lot in common. Yeah, I need to be coddled, and I also hate listening to my own things. Good times, Waldo.
So on the
good
last
times.
Album,
I get you.
They actually they did the album with K9ess, and there's a song on it that made it to the latest album, which is called I think it's like Bird Bites, Dog Barks, and it's like just literally like this like really heavy metal music, and you just hear like woof 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 woof. It's like.
Can you play that for Dave one more time?
It's like rah, rah, woof woof rah, rah, woof woof.